Exodus chapter 3. After living lavishly in Pharaoh's palace, Moses lets himself to be governed by his impulses and must flee to save his life. God's plans had not changed, but Moses had to change so that God could use him to liberate his oppressed people. In exile, he chooses a gentle wife, although he was also daughter of Abraham. God reminds Moses of the covenant he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In a very unusual way, God communicates it to Moses through a brush that was burning and not consumed. His experiences the presence of God as never before, yet he feels unable to cope with the task God entrusts to him. God encourages him by saying, "I will go with you," and also reveals his name. I am who I am, and that would be his badge in front of Pharaoh. Evangelist Dwight Moody once commented on Moses. During the first 40 years of life, Moses thought he was an important person. During the next 40 years of his life, he learned that he was nobody. And during the last 40 years of his life, he saw that God can do with a nobody. A person who lives a life fully surrendered to God is a useful tool for fulfilling God's projects.